Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
We are now joined by the one and only Brumbies and Wallabies halfback, Nick White. Welcome to the show and go.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on the win last night, mate. You booked yourself a ticket over to Auckland to face the Blues next week. How's the feeling in camp this morning? A few sore bodies or everyone's feeling pretty good?
The sun always shines a little bit brighter after a win like that. So
Does it shine in Canberra? It was so cold,
mate,
man.
Believe it or not, after last night, the sun is shining through. It's still winter cold. But exactly. It actually is pretty grim outside now that I actually do look out there. You're always in an upbeat mood after a win like that. But we had to. There'd be some sore bodies because, gee whiz, it was physical last night.
Yeah, it really looked that way, mate, in the first half in particular. And just talk us through sort of what was said at halftime, because we just mentioned earlier in the show that red card to Lenikitau, it almost like it lit something in you guys, and especially coming out in the second half, it just seemed like there was a different mindset. What was said at halftime?
We kind of went in at halftime pretty positive. We would have loved to have not given in that kind of coach killer try right on half time. Mm. But it felt positive. There was a little bit of a breeze that we were running into. We had that red card to deal with, and we felt like, look, 7 points down with everything against us, that we felt like if we just got some possession and got down in the right areas, that we'd be able to fire some shots, because we felt like we hadn't really fired many shots in that first half. But we had a couple and got a couple of tries, but like it was all them. Like, we just felt like we were defending that whole first half. Yeah. So it was like, well, look, lads, let's just get our hands on the ball. Let's see what we can do. So I think the biggest positive after halftime was like good energy, but we didn't just go out there and chase the game, even though there was a bit of scoreboard pressure against us. We just said, look, let's just keep continuing to get down there, whether it's through our kicking game. I think discipline has a huge part to play in that territory game. When you're giving away penalties, they just walk up your half. We fixed that a little bit, and then we actually got a chance to play down there, and then eventually we come away with points. So it was actually really positive at half time in terms of look, lads, everything went against us and we're still in this, so how good. And we kind of felt like they were going out after half time thinking, gee, we just wish this 40 minutes and just go by, and we were like, let's climb in.
So Whitey, just on yourself personally, coming back from a stint playing over in France, you feel like, and it looks like you've really matured and grown as a player, and did that have an impact on your game style at all, or your maturity as a player, do you feel, since coming back into this Brumbies lineup and going into a Wallabies Test series?
Yeah, I think it did. I think I've still got a long way to go in that maturing part.
Don't we all?
it did. It showed me like a different, certainly a different way of playing footy, a different approach to prep and things like that. Like a guy like Drew, like in 2015. Drew, I remember it'd just be a throwaway comment to you, but just something like, 80 minutes is a long time to be mentally on. Like, you've got to be able to break in and out of games. And I felt like I was, probably before I went to France, probably too wound up, too tight throughout the whole week, and then going to games and almost being mentally fatigued. And, you'll see me, I'm a pretty emotional guy on the field, but I do break in and out of kind of joking with the guys on the field throughout the week, try to lighten things up. Because, if you try to be 100% on mentally for your whole life, you'll just burn out, mate. Yeah. So that's something I learned from Drew. Something when I went over to France, that certainly the French guys, they said to me pretty early on, mate, you live to work. Over here, we work to live. Yeah. And I was like, well, geez, okay, let's flip that mindset. And I think it really helped me find my balance in life. And when you get that balance in life, mate, the footy stuff is just kind of a bit of a reflection of what's going on off field. So, I had that chat with Drew last night, and everything's going really well for me at home. I've got a lovely wife, three kids, and really enjoy my off field stuff, and I feel like it's helped my balance on field.
Mate, what about do you have to pick up the tools on a Sunday morning after a game, daddy daycare with the three kids, or do you get a bit of a morning off?
Mate, I wish. I love away games, eh? I love them. Boys, let's make sure we make that semi-final so we can go to Auckland, please. No, 5:30 wake-ups and straight into nappy changes, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah. Good on you, Whitey. Well, mate, congratulations on the win last night. Thank you for joining us on the show.
Well, just quickly, Whitey, are we going to see Bobby Valentini play next week?
Mate, yeah. Like he was top of the training. He prepared us so well. Bloody Thursday, he was running through us like an absolute machine. I was like, gee whiz, if we can stop Bobby at training full contact, you know, that's a good setup for trying to stop Artie. So,
yeah.
Mate, he's fit and raring to go.
Good stuff. Hopefully you're over there for another week longer, mate, and after you face the Blues next week. Thanks again for joining us on the show and go this morning, Nick White.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, Drew.
Cheers, mate.